The story starts with once upon a time. No, this is not the usual story that starts with once upon a time. It's a story that happens all the time in Egypt.
The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. So the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. So the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again.
A little girl of 19, dragging her feet between her parents, holding their hands as she walked heavily. The park was crowded with children running up and down the green alleys. She could not run. She never could. She wished she would. Their grip was so tight, if only she could. An old soul in the body of a kid. She eyed the baby who had the face of an angel and a smile that warmed the soul. With pride and honor, she took responsibility of the baby. To protect and to cherish, to dress and to nourish. A silly girl of 21. When no one was looking, she took the girl to the playground. On a huge step, she sat with the baby girl seated between her legs as she watched a game. Watching the muscular, well-built guys run from one corner to the other, she forgot all about the innocent girl and got caught up in the game. The little girl fell. She hit her head. She was bleeding and crying. Her screams tore my heart. Her white dress was torn and smudged. Her face in dirt was covered. Her smile sunk into her pain. She dragged her feet to the bathroom. Blood was all over her clothes. She put the crying baby in the basin under running water. Her screams grew louder. In an attempt to silence her, she put her hand over her mouth. She pushed harder. She held her tight. The girl stopped screaming. She was no longer crying. She was not even breathing. The innocent girl is dead. It was a mistake. She could not go back to her parents. She ran away. She kept running. And the nightmare goes on.
It's a spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and it dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
She's a 10-year-old bag of crumbled fat. At night, when no one could see her bulging tummy and protruding teeth, she would lurk in the dark, staring at the blocks across the street. A tall building, a little villa, and another tall building. Everything looked better at night. Who is that in the window? A young servant girl studying to change her destiny? A heartbroken teenager whose anguish came between him and sleep? A woman praying? A couple fighting? A murder? There was a story behind each window, and a secret life she created for the heroes of her stories. She has a secret identity too, a name that means nothing to anyone, a character with no inhibitions, a girl who will not be judged, another chance at life, the life she could have never lived. How hard is it to be free? Call me Jenny, Jennifer Anderson.
It's a spider.